The Mishnah says, the Eilu Yirokas. Now we're up to the Sugya of Morar. Morar, bitterness. Vayim Moru es Chayehem Vavodakasha. The Eilu Yirokas, Adam Bechel Yirokas, Adam Yoitse Bechel Yirokas, Adam Yoitse Bechel Yirokas, Machazeres. Ersh, what's Chazeres? Lettuce. Number two, Tamcha. What's Tamcha? Tamcha. What is Tamcha? Doesn't say here. We have to see what these words are. I know these words are, but Tamcha. Uvichar Chavina. Uvi Ulshin. Endives. What's endives? I have no idea. Okay, uva maror. What's maror? Uva maror. Periods. Five things, right? These are the five famous things that yoytze. Number one is chazeres, is lettuce, tamcha. Tamcha, they say, is horseradish. Yeah, is that what we call horseradish? Chrein? Yeah? I believe tamcha is what we call chrein. Uva char chavina, I have no idea. Uva ulshin is endives. Uva maror and Mara, we've seen the Gemara all these zachen. Next, it says in the Mishnah, Yotzim v'chem bein lachem bein yivesh. You can yotz whether it's moist, whether it's dry. Avaloi kivush, now when it's pickled. You cannot be yotz when it's pickled. Avaloi shalukim, shalukim means extended cooking for a very long period of time. Avaloi mivush, now when they're cooked. Umitztarfin. Why, Kasha, why did I have to say, let it just say mivushalim. Madach, you cannot be yotz when it's mivushalim. Kol shekin, you cannot be yotze when it's kivushim with shalukin, because shalukin is just a longer cooking. What's in the Mishnah? I do not know. If it says in the Mishnah v'loy mivushal or emachol shalukin, I don't know. We have to see. Umitzdar from the kazayis here. That is a merdik chiddush. This is a groisa chiddush that you can combine different types of maror to make one kazayis. Because by matzah, there's a ganz big shalik. Can you take matzah, a multi Ezekiel bread? You know what Ezekiel bread is? Multi-grain bread, you ever eat Ezekiel bread?
Yep.
You know what Ezekiel bread is, right?
Yep.
So why do we? How do you know about it?
I've tried it a few times.
You like it?
Yeah, why not? It's good bread.
Okay, good. They only sell in the How come they only sell in the refrigerated section of the store? How come they don't sell in the regular bread section? So fine. So therefore, when it comes to, let's say you have Ezekiel matzah. Are you yoytze yidei chayvasa with the kazayis of the equivalent of Ezekiel matzah? So some holding you're not. You're not yoytze. Why not yoytze? It has to be one grain. You cannot combine multiple grains to be yoytze. So the kasha, what's the chilek? What's the chilek between moror and matzah? Matzah, you're not yoytze with Ezekiel matzah, but you can yoytze with Ezekiel moror. I don't know. We have to see why. It's start from the kazayis. V'yoytzen b'kelach shalahen, you can be yoytze with the kelach, the stalk. You don't have to let the leaves. You can be yoytze with the stalk. Chrein is the stalk. Shlomi, welcome. It's good to see you. Adaf lamites. Lamites. Amid Aleph. And the Mishnah. We know the Mishnah. B'kelach shalahen v'demai. And you can be yoytze.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I do. I actually do. I do hear you better. Congratulations.
Much better.
Wow, look at that. You got a microphone. Look at that. Psst. Unbelievable. So proud of you.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Wow. Wow, that is good. That is good. That is clear like a bell.
4 cents. 4 cents with the discounts and the credits that I have, whatever.
Wow, that is a good microphone. Crystal clear. Wow. Unbelievable. Shlomi, your wife, she hears you like that also?
Please bring me my supper.
I bring it close. Don't put it far away. I want to hear you. Bring it close.
How close is close?
No, that's too far. I can't hear you now.
Well, I have to hold it?
I don't know. You should have got something that's close. A gooseneck. I can't hear you.
Gooseneck? Now you tell me gooseneck. I told you to buy me one.
I don't know what to buy. Bring it close to you. Now that
I
you know.
Want to know if it gets one second.
No, it's not. It's not. I can't hear you now.
Louder.
Now it's good. Yeah, it's good.
Better?
Yeah. Don't keep it too far away from you. Keep it close to you.
Okay, go ahead.
No, now it's low again. Just keep it close to you.
All right.
Oh, that's good. Ooh, that's good.
We'll have a chicken and french fries and a side dish of a...
Wow, that's really good. That's klar. Sounds good now.
The Erev Teichlo Matzis.
Over demai, you can be yoytze be kelach shalchem over demai v'mayis harishon shenut the zel b'zach. There's the same mission. There's the same rules we had before. But demai means suffik. you have a legitimate doubt if the Am Haaretz separated Trumas and Maaseres from Mor, Shaila for Shaliman. There's no such din of Trumas and Maaseres and vegetables. So what's going on over here? Demai and vegetables? You don't give Truma and Maaseres and vegetables altogether. The whole thing is the Rabbanan. Giving Trumas and Maaseres on vegetables, Mor is a vegetable. It's not a grain. And Mimela, it's only a Drabanan. Now you have a suffix on a suffix. The holding of Demai means you have a suffix if you gave Chumas and Maaseres. If you gave Maaseh. Maaseh is De'araisa. You're talking about when you're dealing with grayness, so you have a suffix De'araisa. There's a lacha, you can assume it's a suffix. But here you're dealing with a vegetable. So to give on a vegetable, Bechlal, is only a Midrabanan. And now it's a suffix Midrabanan, so it's so many layers lower. So it says over here, with Demai, we have to see the Gemara on this. With Demai, it's mutter. You can assume it's okay. With the Maaseh Rishon, Shnitla Trumasai, Maaseh Rishon, a vegetable? You give Maaseh Rishon a vegetable? I guess you do. Shnitla Trumasai, the same lumness over here, but the problem here is over here, it's everything is one step removed because, again, it's a vegetable. Maaseh Rishon, Shnitla Trumasai, you gave what Trum did you give? You gave Trumas Maaseh, but you did not give Truma. This is the case, this is the daf before. This is the case where you did not give Truma Gedoyla. You only gave Trumas Maaseh. You've cheated the coin from the Truma. So therefore the Chiddush is, it's okay. It's still okay. And as long as it was not Chayv Midaraisa, it was given B'Shibolim. The Gemara will go through this again. With Maaseh Sheni V'Hekdash Sheniftu, you redeemed it, but you did not have the Chaymesh. Even though you did not have the Chaymesh, it's not Ma'akev, and Mail is going to be good. Gemara. Chazeres chosa. What is chazeres? Chosa means chosa lettuce. Doesn't say over here you have to have romaine lettuce. It says lettuce. Lettuce includes iceberg lettuce. So why do people buy romaine lettuce? Because they hold that chosa, chazeres means romaine lettuce because it has to have a bitterness. And regular lettuce is sweet. So therefore, in other words, the term chazeres is a general term for all types of lettuce. All different types. There's dole lettuce, there is bodic lettuce, and then there is, I don't know, all these different brands of lettuce. They all come from different... I can't hear you now. The microphone is now no good now.
Andy boy.
Good, that's now I can hear you. This is no good now. You have to buy another microphone now. A microphone that I can hear you. You have to buy another microphone now.
Andy boy.
That's good. Omar, Rabba, Baruchanam, so therefore we have a Chazeres Chosa, Ulshin, what's Ulshin Hindavi?
Ulshin is a Rashiva of Likud.
Ooh, very good, very good, good line there. It's so clear, I hear what you say. Oh, that was, he said, the Daf Bites?
The guy wrote it on the side, one of the Chevroman.
That's where you have to go to one of the 1,048.
It's Ulshin he wrote, Yeruchim?
Ooh. That's what you go there for. That's the type of joke. I give much better jokes here. Ulshin Hindave, it means endives. Tamcha, what's Tamcha? Amar Rabba Baruchana, Tamchosa Shema. You don't know how to pronounce it. It's not Tamcha, it's Tamchosa. Char Chavisa, what's that? Amar Rav Shem Lokesh, Atzvosa the Dikla. Now, what's Atzvosa the Dikla? Let's look at the Rashi.
Vine of a palm tree.
The vine? What the part would you say?
The vine
of the palm tree. Rashi, sieve, not the vine. The sieve means the bast. The bast that's inside of the bark. Hagodel v'nichrach b'sav l'dekel shakarin, whatever it is, fine. The sieve. Sieve means some type of growth that goes in the vine tree. Uva maror, what's called maror? It's mirirosa. Rashi, vi Puporin, puporots.
Says this mirror is divine. That's what it means.
Puporots. What's puporots? Puporots. I don't know what that is. Tani Bakapara. Puporots. Tani Bakapara. Elu Yirakash Adam Yotzim Dechavos of Pesach. Ba'ulshin. Here now, over here, what's he coming to Mechadish? Over here, the order, the Seder. Everything about Pesach is totally in Seder, order. He's coming to make for us here a different order. So Elu Dvarim. Elu Yirakai Sha'adim Yotzei B'chaim Deicha Vasa B'Pesach B'Ulshin means endives. Over Tamcha, we said is Chrein, horseradish. B'char Chalin, Rashi says, I don't know what this is. Loi Isparei Shemo. we do not know the name of this item. Bechar chavinon, that we said before, was char chavin. Rashi also said the same exact thing we said before. We said the Gemara said char chavinon. The Gemara said was char chavinon. It's atzvasa the dikla. We explained that that's the vine of the palm tree. Uvechazorin. What's chazorin? Is chazeres. Okay, and so what? I hear you. Chazorin is
frozen. Can you wake me up?
What?
Excuse me. Wake me up. Why am I sitting there frozen? Am I alive?
No, you're not. You're frozen.
But I'm able to be talking.
I don't know. Why don't you turn off the video and turn the video back on? Do stop video and turn it back on.
Stop video is not
working. Your computer is frozen, it seems. It seems
by a mic?
The problem is the thing your computer is frozen.
It's never happened before without a mic.
It's a virus on the mic. The Chinese are listening to you now. Did you buy this from China?
I don't know. I bought it on Amazon.
Yeah, it probably has the Chinese virus on it. That's why.
TKGOU.
It's probably the Chinese virus that's on that infected your computer. Soon they're going to want bitcoins from you to unfreeze your computer. Vayter in the Gemara. Tani bar kapara elu yiraka sha'adu mochel. What's with you, Shlomi? Shlomi, you frozen? Shlomi is frozen. He doesn't hear us. Technology at its best. Yeah, that's what happens when you get a microphone. See, put a microphone on your computer, look what happens. Vayter. Rabbi Sholim is still here, Baruch Hashem. Vayter in the Gemara. Tani, oh, he's gone now. Tony back up our ill you are shadow see behind the was
about
Shlomi disappeared. Shlomi now totally disappeared. Now his screen went off altogether. Ganson. He'll be back. Right. Tony back up our ill you are shadow you to the was the ocean of Tamkhov Kharkhlin and Kharkhavin Ninin and Khajin. So what's the khish? The order. It appears that the Kadima there's a Kadima what's better. So here we have a different order. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says af ulshe sode. Also, ulshe sada the end dives of the field, ulshe gin of a garden, vechazeres ulshe, vechazeres kama, vechazeres and lettuce. Now, ulshe gin of the Gemara, ulshe gin of vechazeres. What is he coming to be mechadesh? You're coming to add to the list these two items called ulshe chagina of garden and chazeres. Excuse me, we know that already. Hotani le reish, we learned that. And the Gemara chakamar af ulshe sada kulshe gin. No. Ulshe Gina was listed. When it says Ulshe Sada was listed. I'm sorry. Af Ulshe Sada. Ulshe Gina was already listed. We're coming to add only one thing here. Ulshe Sada. And the reason why we say the word Ulshe Gina is to say that Ulshe Sada is ke Ulshe Gina. The Chazeres. What are Chazeres? And like Chazeres. That's what you mean to say. We mean over here is that the Ulshe Gina, Ulshe. We're coming here to add Ulshe Sada. And we're saying that Ulshe Sada has the same status like the Ulshe Gina and Chazeres. Next Gemara. Rabbi Meir Ben Meir says, Af Asvos Vitura. What's Asvos Vitura? And Umar Yivar, Yeroar, whatever that is. These are three types of vegetables that are also fit for Morar. Vaito. Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Asvos Vitura. Echadu, it's a mistake. It's not two different things. It's one. Umar ze echadu, umar, and it's umar zehu yarvar. This thing called mar. Okay, it's another vegetable that we are familiar with. That is the zelbazach as yarvar. When you said over here before, this thing called umar yarvar. It's one thing. Umar zehu yarvar. Don't make a mistake and think there are four things. There's Asvas, there's Tura, Mar, and Yarvar. He explains, Asvas, there are only two items being listed over here. If you would not know better, you would think that there are four items being listed. No, there are only two items being listed. Asvas and Torah is one, Umar, and Mar, Zehu, Yarvar. Next to Gemara. Tani, the Be'er of Shmuel, Elu, Yeroko, Shad, Mochel, Yotze, Bohem, Dei, Chavaz, V'Pesach, V'Chazeres, he learns Chazeres, V'Ulshin, V'Tamcha, Uvecharvinin, uvechar ginin, a new one, uvehar dufnin. Okay, we have over here two extra things. We have over here a few extra things over here in this list. Okay, Rashi over here does not really...
Aruch identifies this plant as oregano.
A lot that's going to do for me. I know what oregano means. I know oregano.
Oh, it's a spice, isn't it?
Yeah.
You put it on pizza.
Yeah? I don't even know. I never heard of it. Okay, fine.
Oreganin is oregano.
All you fancy people, you eat all these fancy foods, you know all these fancy spices. To me, I don't even know what a cucumber looks like. Vaita. Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Av Chazeres Yoilin. You know what that is? A certain type of lettuce called Chazeres Yoilin. The Chazeres Galim is Kayetze Bohen. Vaita. Rabbi Ilo Oimer Mishon Velos Av Akar Arak Balin. What is that? I have no idea. The Chazarti Al Kol Talmidov. I asked all of the students of Rabbi Eliezer. Ubikashi Lichover. To explain to me what exactly this is, v'loy motzasi, I could not find Rashi. The Chazar to Kol Tamidov Shel Rabbi Eliezer Ubikashi Lichover Lisayeni Sheshama Davar Zemi Piv V'loy Motzasi. Someone knows. I know what it is. I do know what it is, but I cannot find another person that will acknowledge that he actually said this. In other words, I have no support. I have no support to make this statement in the Rish because there's no one else that wants to believe me that he actually said this. Next, Uchshabaz Tefnei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Hoyde Lidvarai. Oh, I finally found someone to support me. Lidvarai. Next Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Kol Sheyesh Lo Sraf, any vegetable which has sap automatically is bitter. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Bereka Oimer Kol Sheponif Machsifin, any vegetable which the ponim becomes dark. Rashi, Eino Yoruk Meoid Kekarti Ela Pildash. Machsifin means it's not green. It's machsifin means any vegetable that's not yoroik mo'oid kikarti. As long as it's not very green. Leek is the ultimate green. As long as it does not have this very strong shade of green, it's a little bit lighter than this green. That is an indication that it's bitter and it's kosher for mara. Achedim, I remember called yerik mar, yesh le'sraf. Every bitter vegetable, saying the same exact thing. Every bitter vegetable, yerik mar, yesh le'sraf. U'potav machsifin. Any bitter vegetable automatically has sraf, a part of machsifin. So what is he coming to add? Over here, Rashi. Rashi says, Kol yerek mar, travayu isle, yesh lo sraf, a part of machsifin, kevahein, hein, simoni mor. He's coming to disagree. He says you have to have both. According to the previous two Amorayim, each one said one. You don't need to have both. It is sufficient if a vegetable is either has sraf, even if it's very, very green, it's too green, it doesn't matter. Seraph automatically makes it bitter, or if it has part of machsifin and does not have seraph, along comes achirim, he disagrees and is of the opinion that in order for it to be fit for mara, it has to have both of the simon and mufakin. Mafres es parsa and malaskera. One is not enough. You have to have both of the simonim in order for it to be called bitter. Okay, you have to have both of the simonim. Next, shtickle gemara. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Medivra Kula Nilmar, Yerek Mahar. From this week, we learned Yerek Mahar, Yeshla Shrapan Machsif. In other words, even though, in other words, that's the common denominator. It's a machloikis if you have to have both. But certainly, everyone's going to agree that if you do have a vegetable which has both, it's a sraf, and it's not too green, it's a light shade of green. Everyone will agree that it's going to be fit to be Mimyoit to the Mitzvah Daraisa. Of Morar when it was the base Hamigdash, Bizmanazeh, there's no Mitzvah Doraisa Bizmanazeh. Bizmanazeh, it's only Midrabanon. Because Morar, it depends on the current Pesach. Al Matzois Umirarim Yochiluhu. But when it comes to Matzah is independent. Shivas Yom Tochel of Matzah, it says Matzos Yochel. Matzah is not dependent on the current Pesach, but Morar is. Morar Bizmanazeh is Midrabanon. Matzah is Doraisa. Next, Shtil Gemara. Omar. Can hear you. I can hear you. Put the microphone. Yeah. That. Oh, that's one pasuk. But there's another pasuk that says Shivas.
Okay, but there is. But matzah is
Nachnami. So there are two dimensions. There's a din that's Svei Dinim and Matzah. When you eat Matzah, there's a Lom Shavar. Rabbi Sholim will give a Shir of Shabbos morning. And Rabbi Kansh will tell you all the different facets of eating Matzah. When you eat Matzah, there are many, many, many different dimensions that come together. We eat a Kazais Matzah. In Chanami, there's an element of the matzah that must be in the current Pesach, which we cannot do Bizman Azeh. But there are other elements of the matzah which we can do independent of the current Pesach, which makes matzah Bizman Azeh Deiraisa. Next piece of Gemara, Omar Rav Huna, Halacha Rachedim. we pass him like this. You have to have both of the simanim ufakim. Both of the simanim is necessary in order for him to be called in order to be called to the chavas. Next Gemara. Ravina Ashkel Ravach Rirta. He was looking for mora. He found him in pomegranate. Erev Pesach looking for the perfect mora. Am Rirta. Rashi. What does it mean? Am Rirta? Puprin. Puprots. Puprots. Remember that one? We don't know what that is. Puprots. He was looking for puprots in pomegranate. Amar Le. My daitach. Why do you want to go buy this vegetable? Because dimriron tvei, it's exceptionally bitter. V'chazeres tanan, you don't need it to be bitter. You don't need to be bitter. It can be chazeres. Chazeres is not bitter. Lettuce is not bitter. V'tanad v'shmuel chazeres, and the Shmuel says chazeres is fine. There are b'yoshia mitzvah b'chazeres. Oh, this is the ultimate shul gemara. And notice, look what is over here. There's an ois beis. This is how we pass mitzvah bechazeres, and that was the order. If you look at the top of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is ve'elu yirakas she'adu mitzvah bechazeres. The order Pesach is all about seder, and in the Mishnah it enumerates various types of vegetables for maror. What comes first has kedima, and in the Mishnah what comes first chazeres. Chazeres comes first. What is chazeres? Lettuce. Lettuce is not bitter. Kasha is, that's not me. What about romaine lettuce versus iceberg lettuce? So some want to say, even though it's not bitter, it must, so some say potential is necessary. As long as if you let it remain, it will become bitter. So therefore, iceberg lettuce, if you, even though iceberg lettuce is sweet, but if you let the iceberg lettuce remain in the ground, it will become bitter to a degree. That's why chazeres is mutter. Others say that's not sufficient. Even when it says that chazeres is permitted, there has to be a tinge of bitterness at this moment in time. That's why romaine lettuce is better than regular lettuce, because romaine lettuce, at least at the moment, has a tinge of bitterness. However, very careful, because romaine lettuce is prone to what's that disease called with the C? What? Besides bugs, worse. They have a whole big recall on a lot of the romaine lettuce. What's it called? Coli? What is it called with the C?
E. coli.
E. coli. Last year there was a recall on romaine lettuce because there was infected with E. coli. So you gotta be very, they didn't recall.
E. coli is delicious.
Yeah, you wish. Weiter. Mitzvah b'chazeres. Next Gemara. V'yama Rava, my chazeres. What's chazeres? Chosa, lettuce. My chosa, what's, why? Now is the Gemara going to Agoda. We're now switching gears. We're discussing now Divrei Agoda, not Divrei Halacha. My chosa, the chos rachmona ilavon. That in the bitterness, the Ribbono Shel Olam had rachmanis upon us. Now, what does that mean? This is the very tief in Yanam over here. What does this mean? My chosa, my time, akrili chosa, mishum de zechehu, the chos rachmana alon. We have to remember that Hashem had a pity upon us. Mishum the alma lahachi kaima. Alma, therefore, what does that mean? Mishum de zocha, the zechehu, the chos rachmana alon. Alma, therefore, lahachi kaima. That's why it's fit for this. That's why we use this. We use chosa to remind us. In the bitterness, we have to remember that the Ribbono Shel Olam has rachmanis upon us. Weiter. Why is nimshul mitzrayim kimorar? It was sweet in the beginning. V'soifai koshe. Af Mitzrayim, Tekilosim Racha, Vesefim Koshe. In the beginning, it was sweet. They went down 17 years, Yaakov Avinu, before this week's parasha, before he died. It was 17 sweet years. And then there were 5 stages in the Shibud. Okay, I've got all this. I have written down some of the 5 different stages of the Shibud until the ultimate, through the ultimate Avodas Perach. 5 different Madregot in what happened. But the first 17 years that was before, it was sweet. Next. Just like lettuce, it starts out sweet and then gets bitter. Vait omar lei hadrubi. Hadrubi. Now, what was this kasha? He's asking a kasha. He's saying over here is that it has to be sweet. So, you learning over there, it has to be bitter. No, so it's omar hadrubi. No, there's a whole story.
No,
going back, he's answering. No, he found him. He found him in the store and he was looking for. He was looking for the very bitter vegetable, right? He found them in the Erev Pesach. He was looking for this thing called the parparits, which was, why are you buying the parparits? Because you want it to be very, very bitter? The halacha is, we want, the ikar is chazeres. Chazeres is chosa. The chos rachmona alon. and the chazeres is sweet. So what are you looking for parparits? What are you looking for trouble for? Don't look for trouble. Look for sweetness. Don't look for trouble.
That's why you eat lettuce.
So Amalei Hajibi, so he says, you're right. I'm going to leave the store. I'm leaving. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to look for parparits. I'm just going to leave the store. Amalei Rav Chumi L'Abaya. Mimai Dahai Mora Min Yareku. Kasha. Basic question. How do you know that Yerek, that Mora is a vegetable? Ema Mirirta De Kufya. Dumya De Matza. Let's say it is a grain. Mirirta De Kufya. Rashi.
No.
I'm sorry, Marishal dog. It means the gallbladder. I'm sorry, it means the gallbladder of a fish. Maybe we're supposed to eat fish on Pesach. The gallbladder of a fish, which is bitter. Who told you that Moror al matzois umirorim yochlu? Who told you?
Gall is like gulosenu.
Who told you that it's a vegetable? Maybe it's a fish. I mean, how do you know? Ema mirirta the mor the gallbladder the kufya of a fish. A kufya is a fish. Dumya the mor answered and the gemara dumya the matzah. That's the answer. No, since it's in the same pasuk, it's a product of the earth. A fish is not a product of the earth. Dumya the matzah. My matzah gidul karka. Af mor gidul karka. The ema hirdoif. Maybe it is hirdoif. It's a tree. It's a piece of wood. Which is bitter, Rashi,
H. That was the tree that Moshe used to sweeten the waters.
Neis besoich neisu, ho yamar, v'hu hirduf. Moshe took a piece of wood and he cast it into the memora and he made it sweet. And neis, it was bitter water. And
it's
he took
a,
and he took a bitter stick and ein mit achanit el ravis, he made a miracle. Hirduf, dumi the morris, no, dumi the matzah. Ma matzah min ziroim. Matzah comes from grain, a seed. So to afmor min zroim, but this thing is a piece of wood. Wood is not a seed, does not come from a seed. Next, the aim, let's say it's har zipu. What's har zipu? It's a zer, taka, it's a zer. V'sam hamavis l'behemahu. This is poison for animals. And maybe it's animal poison, but for human beings, it's fit for consumption. So, and it's bitter. And this comes from a zera. So maybe we should consume this on Pesach night. And for the Gemara, zil b'sach, dumi de matzah. Ma matzah shen ikachas b'kesef meiser. Af morish nikach b'kesef meiser. Halachic principle. That just like when it comes to matzah, you can purchase matzah with kesef meiser sheni. So too, you must be permitted to purchase this object with kesef meiser sheni. And you're not allowed to. Why? Because it says by meiser.
One second, then we have a home achleikas. A few blad ago, whether you can use kesef meiser sheni for matzah?
Yes. So well, wait. We're not discussing here using it to eat matzah mamish. We're discussing in general. We're not discussing. The more you're saying, just like this type of vegetable, type of product of the earth, that theoretically, not Pesach night. Then you can
well,
take.
Why is it relevant to say this meiser sheni word?
What do you mean? Because the only.
Why does it have to be something that you can buy with meiser sheni?
That's the drasha. Because in the same pasuk is al matzois umirorim yochluhu, and they're compared the hukash lahadadi. It's a hekesh. The hukash lahadadi, and if you have an option, if you have a variety of different types of objects, items that you can select for your maror, it's logical. It's part of the drasha of Chazal of the hekesh. It has to be as similar as possible to matzah. And that includes the type of grain, type of item, as zera. Number two, in halacha, the similarity is not just in reality, in the world of reality of teva, it's also a similarity in the world of halacha. And just like when it comes to meiser matzah, you can purchase meiser. Just like when it comes to grain can be used. You can purchase grain with one of meiser sheni. So too, you have to have an item you can purchase. We asked our Rosh Hashiva, Hagoyin Ha'adir Rav Shaul Lehman, to please put himself on mute. May the Rosh Hashiva go on mute. Can you please go on mute? We're hearing funny sounds.
He's having a fight with his wife.
Can you please go on mute, Rav Shaul Lehman? He's on mute now. Okay, good. He's on mute now. Weiter.
The yellow screen went off, so now we're okay.
He's now on mute. Weiter. So therefore, my matzah shnikach is b'kesef meiser, av morah shnikach b'kesef meiser. Amalei rabba bar Rav Chanan li Abaye, ema morachad mirorim, morachad. Now what does that mean? What do you mean morachad? Rashi, chad mino hu mahanech yirokos. Who told you you have variety? V'lav kolhani. We learned in the Mishnah there are at least five. And then we learned these various braisos, which added a long laundry list. we come out, if you want to go count all the different varieties, how many varieties are there of Mara? If you count every single opinion in the Gemara, how many times the varieties are there? I don't know. It'd be a good number. Good to know. It's good to be able to count. Lama nikru talmidei chachamim soifrim. They count. If maybe they had some talmidei chachamim, we would know who the president is. They would know how to count the votes. Okay, you have to know how to count. There are three types of people in this world. Those who know how to count and those who don't. Vaita. So therefore it says over here, Moro is chad. It means who told you it's over here? If you have varieties, choice. And for the Gemara, mirorim ksiv. It says, b'loshon Rama, matzos u'mirorim yochluhu, which means you have variety. You have a choice of bitterness. Gehenim, there are seven madura shel gehenim. Okay? There's not one gehenim. Seven madura shel gehenim.
People don't have a choice. They go to one of them.
Sim, why? Because you get used to it. If there was only one...
The jokes allow you to pick which room you want to go into.
Seven types of gehenim. You have to keep going from one to the next. Why? Because you could not, because it's only one gehenim, one, you get used to it. If you're used to it, that's not called gehenim. Gehenim is to go from room to room. So memela matzas umirorim, there's a lumness of why when it comes to moror, it's beloshen rabim, multiple varieties of moror, because that the essence of moror is change. It's change from one type to another type. Vaita ve'ema, let's say mirorim tre, maybe only two varieties. And if they were doing the matzah, ma matzah minim harbe, matzah, there are five varieties of matzah. So to have more minim harbe, I guess in the words it's five doesn't mean five, it means variety. You can all, there's no din of kelayim. You can plant them by aruga achas, lememra, the lessons from kelayim. How you talking? There's only kelayim when it comes to the five varieties, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, rye. Okay, wheat, barley,
rye, oats, and spelt. Yes.
Oat, rye, and spelt. You know, I don't know what those things are. I don't know what oats are, what rye is, and what is spelt. To me, it's all the same. Weiter, five grains. I once spent time online on this. I wanted to analyze the different grains. It's very interesting to look in pictures. They're very slightly different. They're very slight differences in what they look like. You have to be very medactic to see the unique characteristics to be able to tell in the picture what kind of grain you're looking at. They're very similar, all of them.
Vita. They
obviously, I don't know. I mean, barley is barley. Barley is machal behema. I can't hear you again. You know, you have to take scotch tape.
Break.
You have to take scotch tape and tie
it. That's crazy. Now you hear me better?
Yeah, much better. This microphone is not a good microphone. This microphone is called a omnidirectional microphone. You need a
I gave you the chance to buy me a mic.
Okay, I'll buy you. Okay, I'll buy you.
I bought a mic on my own.
Okay,
that's
you know what?
It.
You know what? I'm gonna buy you, Blined. I'm gonna buy you a mic. Fine. Okay.
Blined.
I'm gonna send it to you. Okay. I'm gonna go on Amazon and get you a good mic.
You think it was easy to connect it? Everything failed afterwards.
You just put it into the USB port. You have USB port and you have a few extra USB ports?
This is in a USB port. This
so
is
good.
Plugged into USB
port. Excellent. That's what you should get. You can only get a USB mic. Don't get anything else but a USB mic. Other mics are not worth it.
They have other mics that are fancy things in the back and the other mic that goes into the mic jack.
No, don't get those. Those are no good.
Okay, this is a USB mic.
Vita. Valav, but you need one that I can hear you. I can't hear you with this mic. This one, the only one you go
what
close.
What do you mean? You just told me you can't hear me.
It's gavald. When you put it to your mouth, it's clear. But when you put it away from your mouth, I can't hear what you're saying.
Yitzias Mitzrayim will be in 5 minutes.
Sounds that really? You sound like Rush Limbaugh. You sound really good. It's good. Okay. It's good. Vaita. V'ema morachan v'minehu minachni v'yelval kolchani v'gemara. Vaita v'gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Really? How could that possibly be? Rashi, there is no Rashi over here. Vaita, Mosiv Rava, Chazeres. So what's the Gemara saying over here? There's no Kalayim? How could it possibly be? And the Gemara says, Akash, less than Mishum Kalayim? Mosiv Rava, Chazeres v'Chazeres Galin, the Ulshin v'Ulshay Sode, Kedishin v'Kedishay Sode, Kuspar, okay, the new type, new Nayazach, Kuspar.
Coriander.
Oh, my favorite. The Kuspar Sode, Chardel Mosiv, the Chardel Mitri, the last Han Mitri, melons, Egyptian melons, the Har mutza einam klaim zebeze. But chazeres and the chazeres galin. What does galin mean, by the way? Galin, there's another type of galin.
What does galin mean?
Yeah, galin. Chazeres, lettuce of galin.
Doesn't explain.
Okay, ein in chazeres ulshin loy. We make a deek now. The only thing that's not going to be kilayim is only chazeres, and chazeres galin is ein. There's no din of kilayim, but it's mashma. But chazeres ulshin loy, that is kilayim. So how can you say all of the items over here listed for Mara, there's no din of kilayim, but it's refer to price that's mashma, the list of different types of varieties that are not kilayim, and we can be medayik that chazeres and ulshin, if you would plant them together in one row, would be kilayim. So we have a kasha. You told me all of the different varieties of maror can be planted in one row. There's no din of kilayim, but we have a brayis that seems to indicate pumfa keret. It gives us all the items that are considered to be one min, which is mashma. Anything that's not part of the list is a different min, and that excludes ulshin. Ulshin is not part of the list. That means ulshin chazeres will be kilayim, but according to you, you're permitted to plant ulshin chazeres in one row. The Gemara says loy. What does that mean? Maybe you're going to tell me the b'chol hanikomar the einam kilayim zebaze. Chazeres, ulshin, vikarshin. What's the more answering? What's the more answering? More giving answer. Maybe
it's not an answer. It's a continuation of what can you possibly.
You're coming to give an answer. We have a kasha. It says chazeres, vigal, ulshin, ulshin, saw the creation of the It's megadik. It says here, the second bottom line. Chazeres, gal, in. Chazeres, ulshin, loy. So that's a kasha. Loy, vichi, teima. We're coming over here to give an answer. What is the answer going? Maybe you'll give me an answer. What's the answer you're going to give me? The chi tema. Maybe you will suggest. Give me 1 second over here. The chi tema. You'll answer. Kula b'hadad ikutani luhu, meaning when the Tana said that you're allowed to plant chazeres, shemut that really it's mutter chazeres emulsion. No, what does he mean? Over here in the parish, in the Sardis, V'chitayim of Ahayinu Shatana Omar Shemutur Gam Chazeres Dim Ulshin. Go back to the Bryce. The Bryce over here says, Omar Rav, Yirokoi Sh'omru Chacham Sh'odim Yoitzi Bomdei Chavos Pesach Kulon Nizom B'Aruga Achas. Crack the Gemara, Lememra, the Lestal Mshum Kilayim, Mosiv Rava, Chazeres, the Chazeres Galin. Oh, okay, that's the kasha. I understand the Gemara saying. Look, go back to the Bryce. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So how could it be, even though Chazeres and Chazeres Galim?
Oh, so Yedig knows Yedig is wrong. Yedig is wrong.
But with the other minim, there is Klayim. No, so you see, there's Klayim.
No, so the Gemara saying exactly. The Gemara saying no. You're not reading it correctly. You're making the wrong diak. Go back to the Bryce. The Bryce says Chazeres, the Chazeres Galim, Ulshin. The Ulshay saw, there was put a comma. I didn't say this correctly, so I made a mistake. It says over here, Chazeres, Vechazeres, Galin, comma. Putting these two together is not
two
Kilayim.
Two cousins together right. Are no Kilayim.
For, and next, Ulshin, Ulshin, the Ulshay saw there is not Kilayim. You got to read each two as a pair. Each pair by itself is not Kilayim. Kreshin, Ukreshi Sodeh, is not Kalayim. Next, right. Kuspar and Kusu Sodeh is not Kalayim. Chardel, Halamitri is not Kalayim. Dalas, Hamitri, and the Vihar Mutsa, that's also something very similar. It's part of the pair of Dalas Hamitri, Enim Kalayim Zebezeh. So, Frech the Gemara, if everything is being learned over here in pairs, it's Mashma, Dafka, Chazeres, Vechazeres Galin, in. But if you go cross pairs, if you take one iron from pair number one and you take it with pair number two, that's kalayim. Chazeres v'olshin loy. That's no good. And the Mishnah, you said you can plant all together. No, you didn't learn the Braisa correctly. The Braisa is not meant to be learned. It's pairs. The Braisa is telling you can take every single item in this Braisa, the whole long list, and you can mix them all up one with another. Who ever told you that you should read the Braisa that you're not allowed to, that the only thing that's not going to be called kilayim is to take the two things that are similar to each other, you're going to put them together. But if you cross the line, it's going to be us. Who told you that's the correct? It's not correct. And therefore, everything is motor. There's no limitation. And Mimil, it's Rav is a support, not a Kashan Rav.
cannot possibly be. V'omar Rav. Rav himself said that the pshat in the Braisa is zugois, katani. That the Braisa talks about what's not called klam, you have to read two at a time, not to go read it all in one shot. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. My Nizroim to Omar Rav, Nizroim kilchosan, kilchosan. The Gemara says, you're right. Enechanami. It is, there's no way in the world Rav could have said that you're allowed to go plant together all of the five types of varieties of Morar in one row. That would be a violation of Kalayim. And when Rav said that it's not Kalayim, you can plant them in one row, what he meant to say is, the correct understanding, what he meant to say is, it means kilchosan. That if you want to plant them all in one row, you have to plant them kahaloch, you have to space them out in the proper configuration. And that's a complex sugya in Mesechta Kalayim, to learn all of the laws, with all the pictures, the configurations, and have a full depth of understanding. You can probably hear a good share on this Shabbos morning at 7:30 in Rabbi Kanchel by Rabbi Shaliman. He will explain to you with clarity all the different laws about how the laws of Klein work. And that's all it means over here. It means over here in the configuration. Vaita. Kilchosan. Fact, Gemara Kilchosan. You want to teach me basic halacha? Tanina. I know that already. It says in the Braisa, Aruga, if you have Aruga, now we're going to the nitty gritty of Masechta Kalayim. And Aruga, Shehi Shisha al Shisha Tvachim, that's 6x6, Zorim Masecha Chamisha Zorinim, you're allowed to plant inside of it five different types of Zorinim. Arba, four al Arba Ruchais, Aruga, on the four corners. On the four, you can see in the four corners, the Achas Ba'emsa, and one in the center. So we know the laws. Rashi, okay, Rashi over here is not going into all the nitty gritty of these laws, but over here, this basically over here, we have a, therefore, don't go tell me, they tell me over here, you can take all these five items, and you're going to want aruga. We know the basic laws of this. Mahu, this, and for the Gemara, no. Mahu, the same, Mahani Mili Bezeroin, Avol Biroha Koisloi. No, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Rav is Pumfakert, that you have to be Machmir, that you have to be Nizar in Kalayim, even regarding vegetables, because one may be misled to believe the only prohibition of kelaim applies to grains, not to vegetables.
No, he's saying differently. He's saying,
let's see Rashi.
He's saying by yarokos, maybe this separation that you suggested previously is not enough.
Right.
You need more.
I hear what you're saying. I hear. Honey, little bit, that you can be lenient. That you can have four, you have 6x6, you can have go plant five things. But maybe by vegetables, you have to be more machmir. I will be rokos loy, kamash blah. No. You can plant all of these things together. But that means kihil choson. And don't be misled to think that you have to be more machmir by vegetables than you do have to by grains. No. You don't have to be more machmir. You can be the same exact standards that apply to grains, apply to vegetables. That's what Rav is coming to teach you. Because otherwise you may have been misled to believe that vegetables are worse. Why are vegetables worse? I guess because they're leafy. The whole Yisrael, you learn Masechta Kalayim, you come away with one thing that's clear as day. Perspective. The prohibition of Kalayim is not a matter of Yenika. No way.
That many times in the
Gemara. It's perspective. Perspective.
Doesn't go.
It goes after perspective. So vegetables are leafy. They have a lot. They take up a lot of space when they grow. They grow in abundance. So therefore to the viewer.
The naked eye maybe.
To the naked eye, it looks like. So therefore, you think you have to go and you have to spread them out even more. Kamashon, you do not. Next Gemara. Remember, does that really mean the Yirokas Alima Mizraim? Really? Yirokas, I would have a Havamina. A Havamina that should be more powerful and more chomer than seeds. Yirokos is the most of the Rabbanan, seeds are the Raisa. The Otnan, it says in the Mishnah, call me Nizroim in the Zroim Aruga Achas. It says when it comes to Zroim, you're not allowed to play Aruga Achas. Call me when it comes to Zroim, in Zroim Aruga Achas. Call me Yirokos, Zroim Aruga Achas. So it says, look at the Rashi, call me Nizroim, in Zroim Aruga Achas. I feel the Bashir has them, you shouldn't be the Yanki today. The Yod, the Hod, the Tast, what do you mean? You can plant five. Of a Hod, the Rashi, Baron's the Kasha, but you just put that you can. Behold, the Tan, the Zroim, the Bashir, Hamish, the Zroim, Birokos, Kamar, the Nizroim, Kil Chosan. Ah, it was Pumfakert. Now we have a Bryce, so you're making a very big mistake. It's not true. Over here, he's saying over here, he's called Minizram. It says in this Bryce, it says over here in this Mishnah, that you're not allowed. Just the opposite. It says, Jamamash Pumfakert. In this Mishnah, it says that Kol Minizram, you're not allowed to plant in this configuration of five. 6x6, a square of 6x6, four in each corner, one in the center. That was taught regarding vegetables. That was not taught regarding seeds. Let's see again the Rashi. Rashi over here said, let's go back to the top of Rashi. The Rashi over here says, Lememra, on the top of the Lord page, Lememra, Yerokas, Alima, Liolonak, famous Roim, the Itzrich, Le, Lememra, the Af Yerokas, even the Zrokas, and the Zroim, the Tachamisha, Min, the Aruka, Ashal Shisha, but it says, Komin, the Zroim, and the Zroim, the Aruka, Achas, I feel the Bashir, Zemishim, the Yanaki, Tfe, Avahodan, Zroim, the Zroim, the Zroim, the Chamisha, Zroim, the Zirokas, Kamar, that's the Zroim Kilchas. In other words, the Gemara over here is turning everything upside down. You're making a very big mistake, and in every dimension, you're making a very big mistake. This premise that you said before, that you're allowed to plant seeds, five different types of seeds in one aruga, is not true. And this second concept that you said, that yurokos, you're also allowed to plant in the same that configuration, because yurokos are the same exact thing as vegetables, as seeds, is also wrong. Because whatever you're going to tell me that it's true when it comes, whatever we're going to prove now is that seeds are more chomor. So you're making a mistake, number one, in the halacha, and number two, in your assumption that yurokos are worse than grains. Grains are worse. Again, there are two fundamental mistakes you're making. You're making a mistake in the halacha, and you're making a mistake in the assumption that vegetables are worse than grain. Number one, in halacha, you're not allowed to plant five grains in one location. Number two, guess what? Grains are more chomer than vegetables. Not like you want to suggest that vegetables are more chomer than grains. Two mistakes you're making. Vayit Gemara. So Gemara says no. Mahu the same ahane moror min zroim ninu kamash mulon zroim. Oh, the Gemara is saying no. Here's the final answer. Ma Rashi v'lo yizru baruga achas kamash mulon rav the min yirokas ninu. You're right. Enochanan, we made a very big mistake. We accept everything that you said. If it's a grain is more chomer than a vegetable. And a grain, you're not allowed to plant five in this patch of 6x6. So what's the mission of here? What is Rav then coming to teach you? That you're permitted to go plant vegetables. What is he coming to teach us that we don't already know? Because you may be misled to believe that the types of moror are not called vegetables. They are all in the class of seeds, of zeroim. I guess that means like a type of grain. Maybe these type of things that we permit you to use for Moron Pesach are really in the category of Zeroim, not in the category of vegetables. Kamash and Rav, you're permitted to plant these five things, these things in one patch of 6x6, because the emes is, Moror is a vegetable, not a Zera. Mahu the same Mahani, Moron and Zeroim, Ninu, Kamash and Zeroim. You would think that it's Moron, that Hani Moror is a min zeroim, in kamash no zeroim, and that's why ma the same honey mora min zeroim nenu kamash no, they're vegetables. Frek the gemara, what kind of havamin is that? I would never imagine to suggest in my wildest dreams that moror should be in the category of a grain. Zeroim salke daita? How could you possibly think that? What's on yudurokos? What are you talking about? It's beferish the Mishnah, the elu yudurokos, adam yetzim nechavos bepesach. What's the havamina? The Tani bar kapara yudurokos. Bar kapara in his brisois also said the word yudurokos. The Tani de beis shmuel yudurokos. No one disagrees with the principle that moror must be a vegetable. And for the Gemara, no. Chazeris is shrichale. Why? Sal gedayt chamino hol since v'soifel hakshoyz nesiv l'rav chotvei. You're right. Chosa chazeres lettuce indeed is called a vegetable. I acknowledge that, but being that lettuce gets very large, it expands to a very great degree. So therefore, even though technically, in the science books, it's called a vegetable, but we should treat it like a grain, because it expands very large and it'll be yoinik, and from the perspective of a view, it'll be like a taruvis, kalayim. That's why Rav has to say, lakshas v'nesav le'rav chatvei, period. Kamashlan, we don't have to do that. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? Lav, omer av yoisi bar b'chanin, kelach shel kruv shuk, and I'll prove to you that this is correct. I'll prove that I'm right. Lav, omer, lav, omer av yoisi bar b'chanin, kelach shel kruv shuk, shuk, marachidin lo'y beis roiva. A stalk of cabbage, which gets hard, marchivin loy beis roiva, a quarter of a what? A quarter of a saw? What does Rashi say?
Beis roiva is area of necessary to plant a quarter cav of produce.
Okay, a quarter cav of produce. You have to give whatever the number is. A very large area.
10.2
amas times 10.2 amas. A very large area. So Mahu, the same. You might go think over here that just like we find this principle to be correct and true, we have a precedent for this principle regarding the Kelach Shel Kuruv. Hachi Nami Nesav Le'Rav Chetvei Kamash Mulan. We don't Kamash Mulan. Kamash Mulan. That you don't have to give it. Anything more? That's the chiddush of Rav. Next halacha. Yoytzin b'chem yidichol lebinin lachem yiveshim. Amar Rav Chista. Lo yishanu lo bekelach. This thing that moist and dry. Ella bekelach. This that it says that you can yoytzif morar, whether it's wet, moist or dry. That's the stalk. Aval all in the leaves lachem in yiveshim lo. You're not yoytze with dry leaves. In fact, the Gemara v'chabim d'gzani sefer bekelach shalachem mechlal dereishol al olin. But since in the safe it says, first it says you can be yoytze ben lachin ben yeveshin, and then the Mishnah says you can be yoytze ben ba'olin ben beklochin. So it's mashma that when it said in the beginning of the Mishnah it says belachin and yeveshin, it's going before we ever introduce the principle of the stalk. So it's going back on the leaves. So how can you go tell me that this rule only applies to the stalk, but now when it comes to the leaf, when the principle of moist and dry was taught regarding the leaves? The Gemara says, no, you're incorrect. You're making a big toss. Perusha kama farish. No, it's not to be understood serial. It's to be understood dimensionally. Each one is coming to build upon the other. Perusha kama farish. Ki katani when it's being lachem yesh makelach. It's going back on the stalk. Okay, so therefore it's coming to explain. Therefore, in Hanami, the rule holds true. You have to only can be yotze with the stalk. You cannot be yotze with the leaves, only if they're moist, not if they're dry. Next Gemara, Meisvei. It says in the Brisa, yotze, you can be yotze with kelach shlechen, bein lachen, bein yeveshin, divrei b'meir, b'feirish. It says the stalk only. The stalk only, yotze with kelach shlechen, yotze with them, but not when they are pickled. Okay, don't confuse the word kimushin with the word kivushin. Two different words. You can be yotze when they're kimushin, they're withered, which means that they're partially dry. Avaloi kivushin, not if they've been pickled in preservatives. Veloi shalukin, extended cooking. Veloi mivushalin, not if they've been cooked. I don't know why. I asked Shalim this question, and he didn't give me an answer. If it says that you can't be yotze when they're cooked, kol shaken, you cannot be yotze when they're shaluk. Shaluk is an extended cooking. So why does it have to say both of these terms? And the Rebbe, the Grace of Rebbe, Rabbi Shaliman, did not provide me with an answer. Rabban Shal Yisrael, he did not provide us with an answer. We're still waiting for that answer. Next, Kalal Shal Davar, what is the rule? The rule is Kol Sheyesh by Tam Morar Yoytzim by Moi V'Kol Sheyim by Tam Morar In Yoytzim by. What's the kasha? The kasha says Beferish Yoytzim by Him of Kol Yoytzim by Him of Kol Shal Bein Yivesh. The Brayis says Klar Yoytzim by Hen Uve Kelach Shalhen. Ben Yivation, Ben Lachin, Ben Lachin Yivation. So it says that when it says Ben Lachin, Ben Yivation, it's going on both. It's going on the Bohen, the leaves, and on the stalk. So it's a kasha, because we learned above, it's only going on the, we learned above that according to this man, the Amar, that when it comes to the leaves, only when they're moist. Kasha. Targma Kelach, not a kasha. You don't know how to read. Be more beyond, be a little more flexible in your reading. V'yoytzin bohen uvekelach shelohen ben lachen ben yiveshin. That line ben lachen ben yiveshin is only going on the kelach, even though you're right, the language really fits more with the approach, and it's going on the stalk. But it's not so. Turn about next halacha. Eight. Now, once we mentioned the passing, we go into more depth. Turn about any yoytzin bohen kemushin when they withered. Mishum belos Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm yoytzin kemushin. Oh, like yesterday's daf, but now we're discussing morar, That's Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. So the Gemara goes to the Gantel and the Levi, Rabbi Akiva, the Loite Barloch, it's no Shaila. What's, why not? Hashla b'matza deraisa nafik b'mor d'rabban mibaya. So he's saying alumnus, if you can be yoitze with matzah, because Rabbi Akiva does not hold the drasha lechem oini. Remember that drasha? Lechem oini, aninus. He doesn't hold that drasha. He needs it only for a different drasha. So madach matzah, which is deraisa, so not b'mor d'rabban mibaya, because Mora Bizman Hazed, the Gemara is saying Mora Bizman Hazed Zerabana, the Gemara is not going Bizman Migdash, the Gemara, Derechal, the Mishnayis, this is Yisoid, you should know this Yisoid. Derechal, when you ever have a Stam Gemara is discussing the Churban. Stam Mishnah is the bias. The Mishnayis are always discussing the halachas of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara, Stam Azoy, is talking about the halachas of after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, unless the Gemara is coming to explain the Mishnah, what? Bayis Sheni. It's always the Churban. Whenever the Gemara is of a Gemara, the Gemara is always telling you halacha, stam halacha. The Mishnah is Bayis Sheni, correct? Is that really so? I'm not so sure it's so. Yeah, I guess so. All right, fine. Fine. No, it is. No, you're right. Absolutely, Bayis Sheni. Absolutely, Bayis Sheni. Of course, Bayis Sheni. Not that there's much of a nafkamina. But
there are certain things that weren't at the Bayis Sheni. That's that thing when you're speaking firsthand. The Mishnah is people.
Okay, so
they might have been speaking firsthand. The people in the Mishnah is.
Yeah, the Bayis Sheni. It's in the Bayis Sheni. Right, Bayis Sheni. But the Gemara is discussing, the Gemara over here, the Gemara is talking about the time of Gauls. And this is a very good example because over here, the Gemara is talking about Matz Morar. And the Gemara is saying, oh, Morar's on the Drabon. What's the Gemara Drabon? Morar's Deraisa. Yeah, it's Deraisa when it's the base Hamid, which is Deraisa. When it's on the Churban, it's called the Drabon. Right in the Gemara, by Kidabar Lachalib Rabbi Yossi. Haglili. Why? My Matz or Deraisa. My. Because he holds Lechem Oini. The Darshan is the Aleph. What's the Aleph? Aninos. Memele Matzah. You cannot be Yaitz with Matzah with Maisa Sheni. Because Matzah, because it's not called Lechem Oini. You can't eat Matzah if it's Maisa Sheni instead of Aninos. So my Matzah, that I saw, my. Do we say Matzah, that I saw who the Lord Nofik? Avamara, the Rabbanon. Then you can be Mekel. Then Nofik. Or do we say Kol, the Tekin Rabbanon? Okay, very good. Gor. Kein, that I saw Tikkun. Omar Rava. He's coming to Paskin, Mistavra Matzah Umorar. What does that mean, Matzah Umorar? Rashi, how is he tied to this? Matzah Umorar, Hukash Yachat. Rashi explains in the Gemara, they compared one to another. Whatever halach applies to Matzah, applies called the Tikkun Abana Kein Daraisa Tikkun. Whatever applies to Matzah, automatically applies to Morar. Even though one is Daraisa, one is Daraban, Hukash Yachat. Frihechi, the Matzah Yesh Alech Hashem Meiser Sheini, Vuloy Nafik Bey, according to Yesh Aglili, because of Lechem Oini, Av Morar, Nami Shesh Alech Hashem Meiser Sheini, Loy Nafik Bey. It's a Pel de Gazach. The whole thing, Morar, it should not be really, there's no time altar, there's no din Lechem Oini by Morar, no such thing. But since we don't want to be, Loy Plug, we don't want to make chilukim between different elements of the mitzvah. Hukash ladadi, they have to be, they cannot be used basically from the moment of Ma'aseh Sheni. Next Mishnah. Kol ein shayrin es amorsin del tanegulim avul cholten. Now to my chometz. You're not allowed to soak, the morsin is the bran. This is the psoilis of you after you sieve, the sift the flour, and you have bran. We learned yesterday, can you be yoytze matzah with morsin matzah? Do they sell such thing? Do they even sell such bread like this? Is such a thing in this world today to buy bran bread? Are you aware of such a thing?
I'm so sure.
Yeah, only the bran. They make bread only out of the bran, not out of
bran. What is bran?
That's the psoilis. When they sift the flour, you take out whole wheat flour. They don't sift.
What's raisin bran?
I don't know what that is.
It's a cereal called raisin bran.
I know, but I don't know how that applies to this.
But okay. Bran. What is bran?
I don't know. That's what it means when it comes to raisin. When you call that, that's called bran by raisin.
No. So. There's a cereal that has mixture.
I know
of
that. I know
bran.
That. But that's not why it's called bran. Not because there's a grain. It's because.
But what
it's
else is it called bran for?
I don't know. I never thought about it.
No, because of the bran. It's bran.
That's not bran. The raisin bran, it's grain. It's regular.
Bran, bran is grain.
I have no clue. I have no clue.
Can I bring you a box of raisin bran? I'll show you.
I'll go look it up online to see why is it called raisin bran. The part, what bracha do you make on it? The part that you make a mezainis on is not bran. That's regular grain. Whatever grain they're using, they're not using psoilas. In this context, bran means the psoilas. you sieve the flour. You have the white, you have the powder.
The hard outer layers of cereal grain. The hard outer layers of cereal grain, also known as Miller's bran, it is an integral part of whole grains and is often produced as a byproduct of milling in the production of refined grains. Bran is present in cereal grain, including rice, corn, wheat, oats, barley, rye, and millet.
Okay, so you're saying it's the bran.
It's like the silus of a grain.
Okay, good. So here it says, Ein shurness amursim l'tarnegolim. You now let us soak it for the chickens. Why not? It will turn into chametz. Okay, the morsun also has the properties that turn into chametz. There is chimutz on the morsun, not just on the powder, the white powder. That's a chiddush. Okay, there's chimutz. There's a din chimutz on the morsun, and we learned a few days ago that if you make bread only out of the bran, yotza. That's not obviously the ideal type of grain to use, the portion of the grain to use to make your matzah, but yotza chivasa pesach. So here you have over here this morsun. You have over here the morsun. It says you're allowed to soak it. Aval, why? You're not allowed to, because it's going to become chametz. Aval cholten, but you can pour burning hot water. The burning hot water is going to prevent it from becoming chametz. Rashi, look at the Rashi. Cholten b'roischin she'ein manichin oisel hachmitz. Boiling hot water prevents the grain from turning into chametz. Vayten the Mishnah ha'ish loisishres amursin shetel biyodel lemerchatz. A woman may not soak the morsin that she'll take her hand lemerchatz. They used it as some type of depilatory, I think, to remove hair from the body. They would smack it on the body, and it would the hairs would come up. They would use it to smear on the body. So why not? Because same thing as turned to chametz. Avol shavu b'sara yavish, but she should rub this into her flesh when it's dry. Next, lo yilois adam chitin yanich al makos. Do not go chew raw kernels of grain, put on your as a bandage on your wound. The neshein mach mitzayis, because it becomes chametz. Okay, I have to go now. The daddy man is here. It's late. I gotta go.
Thank you very much. Welcome, friends and neighbors. Welcome to the shtiebel. You hear me clearly?
Very clearly.
Oh, it's good.
Excellent. Excellent.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. It is now 10 o'clock. Do you know what time it is?
2 weeks,
huh? Okay, Zygazons.
I don't know.
Thank you.